Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Going up and down the aisles at the market these days is a tad overwhelming. For instance, cucumbers. There's millions of them available and probably not enough salads in our future to make good use of them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is where one of your favorite techniques comes in, making pickles.
Oh, man, yes. I love it. I mean, I love pickles, and, you know, pickling is a great way to preserve not just cucumbers, but a lot of vegetables this time of year.
Oh, yeah, and you can make them up and eat them right up, too. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you're finished, they're good to go.
Yeah. Now, we see a lot of different cucumbers in the market. Can we pickle any of them?
I mean, technically you can, but if you try to pickle, like, the traditional English cucumber, you're likely to end up, they're going to be soft, and they have a ton of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been taught, you know, that pickles should be crispy, you know, and a soggy pickle, it's just not cool.
Yeah.
So there's a number of cukes that you can grow specifically for pickling. The one that you're most likely to find in the market is the Boston pickling cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very thin skin, which allows the brine to penetrate quickly and keeps the firm flesh. I mean, you can also do Kirby's. There's like Persian cucumbers. All of those are great.
Yeah, and I imagine there's a number of ways of approaching pickling.
Sure. First, I mean, you can keep the cucumber whole. You can cut it into spears lengthwise. You can cut it into rounds. You can even do long slices. You know, if you're keeping them whole, the cucumbers are more or less the same size. If you can do that, that would be the best. This way they fit in the jar better. You know, and smaller is better when you're making cucumbers.
Yeah. How about the brine?
Yeah, you know, several choices. I mean, you can, the basic is sort of a 50-50 mix of white vinegar to water with a couple tablespoons of kosher salt. And then, you know, the sugar, the amount of sugar you add all depends on how sweet you want your pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can always use either apple cider vinegar. You don't want to use red wine vinegar or anything like that.
Because it's going to stain the cucumber.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're pickling red onions, sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it's not the best thing to do. And, you know, you can add, there's a ton of spices. I mean, and I think this is where people sort of take pickles to their own level. I mean, obviously coriander and mustard seeds are sort of the basic with some peppercorns and a bay leaf. But honestly, the choices are endless.
Now, a lot of people like dill pickles, and I was wondering how they get the dill. Do they, you know, cut off that frondy, leafy part?
You certainly can. I have jammed a little bit of that in the jar with the pickles.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the dill seeds, they work much better.
Oh, no
kidding.
I mean,
they are hard to find, but they will give you a great pungent taste. And adding, you know, some garlic and certainly red pepper flakes, if you'd like some heat, is certainly within the realm of possibility.
Can we talk about my favorite, which is the bread and butter pickle?
Yes. I mean, honestly, that it might be my favorite, too, although, you know, it's hard to pick amongst all the great ones. But, you know, they're traditionally rounds and they're a bit sweet. Mustard seeds, red pepper flakes, and then celery seeds for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they traditionally have turmeric added that gives them that slightly yellow color.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, which is great for pickling those guys.
Now, I imagine the brine that you're going to use is going to be pretty sugary.
Yeah, for the bread and butter pickles, yes. They're on the sweeter end of the cucumber world.
Well, I love them. Little kids are famous for loving them, so here they come. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.